Welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Hello, dear listener. It's lovely to be back again. I posted something on Instagram this week, a tip about writing picture books, about collaboration on picture books. I'll just read you what I wrote in case you missed it, and then I'm going to elaborate on it a little bit. So when I wrote Wibble Wobble, it's almost a tongue twister, Wibble Wobble, which is my rhyming picture book for babies, about babies' first steps. When I first wrote that, there was no mention in the text of another child. I always saw it as a story about one little kid learning to walk. So there was no mention of another child, and there was no mention of a dog. And then once we had the text sort of to the point where we liked it, my publisher and I liked it, we brought Lisa Stewart on board, the illustrator. Lisa went off and came back with some illustrations. She'd added an extra child and she added a dog. And it was delightful. It was just beautiful. And so I tweaked the text to suit that. I turned it around and rewrote it so that it reflected the experience of two children, not just one. And this is what I mean when I say that creating picture books is collaborative. Authors should never be prescriptive in terms of the illustrations. They should trust the professionalism and creativity of illustrators. And illustrators should never be afraid to play with the text and bring their own imagination and sensibilities to it. That's what they're hired for. They're hired for their imagination and their ability to bring new imaginations to the text and a unique sensibility to the text. That's what they're hired for. And between the two, between the illustrator and the author, we strike a balance, and the final book is all the better for it. It's a unique relationship, and the best publishers support and nurture collaboration between their creators. So here's a few tips for collaboration. Don't be prescriptive. And here's an extra note to authors. Let go of your ego. There are some absolute horror stories out there in the publishing world about diva authors trying to bully illustrators and control projects. Honestly, this sort of behavior doesn't win you any friends, and it's not at all good for the book. Writers should stick to writing. You wouldn't expect an illustrator to tell you what to write. Okay? So diva behavior also deters publishers from ever wanting to encourage collaboration. There are a lot of wounded publishers out there who have been over the years caught in the crossfire between authors and illustrators. So this sort of diva behavior, it poisons the well and spoils the experience for others. Remember, two heads are better than one when it comes to picture books. And in fact, there's more than two heads involved. You have your author and your illustrator, if they are two separate people. And then you have your editor or your editors. There might be multiple editors having a little play with the text. You have your publisher weighing in. And then you also have your designer. And designers bring a whole other level to the book. They take it to the next level. Not one single book I've ever had published, and I've had published 23 so far, not one single book has ever come out looking the way I dreamed. Not one of them. Some have been infinitely better than I imagined, and I think I'd have to say that most of them have been better than I imagined, because I'm just one person. Others haven't been to my taste, but I could appreciate their beauty and the decisions that went into their production. And others, just a few, have been, in my opinion, absolute stinkers. But so what? Boo-hoo, as Julia Child would say. We have to be released on our projects. We have to be at ease with letting others take our work and mould it to suit a host of agendas, sales, marketing, fashion and trends. Stuff that we don't know about as authors. We cannot micromanage our projects and we cannot dictate. It's tiresome for everyone involved and it's a waste of our energy because it focuses our thoughts and creativity in the wrong direction. Once a book is in production, once we've signed it over, it's our job to get on with the next project, the next shiny idea. There might be a couple of things worth fighting for, but you really have to be discerning about that. Really think about what's worth going into bat for. By and large, it's time to let go when you sign on the dotted line. Just enjoy the process and let it unfold the way that it's going to. And in the meantime, get busy on something new. As they say in publishing, you're only as good as your next book. So, get released, relax and trust, keep moving forward, and respect the professionalism and the boundaries and the time of those that you're privileged to be working with. It will benefit everyone involved, it will benefit you, and it will benefit your book. Wibble Wobble is a rhyming picture book about babies' first steps, and it's a great Christmas present for little ones in your world. Written by Jen Storer, illustrated by Lisa Stewart, and published by the beautiful people at HarperCollins Australia. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.